More to Life is a co-production of Ave Maria Radio and EWTN Radio and carried across the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network.
Today on More to Life, the feels are real. Emotions overwhelming you? Let us help you cultivate a healthier emotional life. 877-573-7825. All of us want a great and grace-filled marriage, family, personal life. St. John Paul's Theology of the Body gives us a blueprint for making that happen.
More to Life.
Happy couples find little ways to say I do every day.
Faithful insights. Effective tools.
Raising godly kids requires more than stopping bad behavior.
That's right. It means finding ways to make our faith the source of the warmth in our homes.
Practical. Theology of the Body-based answers for every part of your life.
God gave us our feelings. We don't have to be afraid of them.
And we just have to make sure that the first thing we do is ask Him how He wants us to deal with them.
The life you were meant to live through the theology of the body. More to Life.
Good morning, everyone. You're listening to More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Dr. Greg Popchak.
I'm Lisa Popchak.
And today on More to Life, the feels are real. We're talking about emotions and our, I would say, complicated relationship with our feelings, right? You know, if emotions are overwhelming you, whatever they are, whether we're talking about a hard time managing anxiety or anger, sadness, frustration, resentment, guilt, other emotions that are undermining your peace, we want to help you cultivate a healthier, more grace-filled emotional life. 877-573-7825. Again, that's 877-573-7825.
Well, I want to say I'm so grateful to be on Catholic Radio where we can talk about how to connect your emotions with God and His grace. That is huge, because there's so many people in the media, in the secular media out there, and not just news media and that kind of thing, but in music, in you name it, that the whole thing is about getting us upset. You know, there's not a way to filter through all of the negativity, all the alarming things out there. Life is rough enough. And if we can't connect with God and His grace, His plan for us, our relationship with Him, and really good skills that help us to be able to bring our emotions under His headship, live out our relationships well, take care of our own well-being, then we're sunk. And there are a lot of people, a lot of things that are making a lot of money on trying to sink our emotions right now so that we feed into their constant news source or their music that makes us feel even worse. We're here today on More to Life to connect you with God's grace, to help you get new skills so that you and those that you love can know that hope in Christ.
You said something that struck me. I wanted to kind of highlight about, you know, putting our feelings under God's headship.
Yeah.
And you know, in relationship to our feelings, people often fall into two camps, and what you've presented is sort of the third healthy option.
The first
you're quite welcome. The first one being that we have a tendency to just sort of let our feelings carry us away. Right,
and sometimes we don't even realize we're doing
it. Yeah. The second one is to just be so suspicious of our feelings that we just try to shut them all down.
Yes.
And not feeling things, because a lot of Christians are going to fall prey to this, because we see how much emotions, you know, get people into trouble, and we don't want to choose poorly, and sin or disappoint God in some way or not be our best self. So we will repress a lot of feelings instead, which, you know, honestly isn't any healthier, and in some ways is even less healthy than just allowing your feelings to carry you away. But the third option, which we're going to be talking about today, is what does it mean to place our emotions under God's headship so that He can teach us how to have the relationship He wants us to have with our feelings. So we're talking today about emotions on More to Life. The show is titled The Feels Are Real, and we're asking you to call in at 877-573-7825. Again, that's 877-573-7825. Are your feelings overwhelming you? Are you tired of your feelings running away with you? Whether you're having a hard time managing anxiety or anger, sadness, frustration, resentment, guilt,
fear.
Or other emotions.
A lot of fear going on these days,
It's true. Or, alternatively, maybe you'd like to help someone you care about. Your child, your spouse, a friend or family member who's struggling with big emotional reactions. We want to help you discover grace-filled ways to make feelings work for you. 877-573-7825. Again, that's 877-573-7825. Let's talk about having a grace-filled relationship with our emotions and helping the people we love do too. Every day on More to Life, we take a look at the topic of the day through the lens of St. John Paul's theology of the body. And if you're wondering, well, what is that exactly, and how could it possibly help me have a better relationship with my feelings? Well, you've come to the right place. St. John Paul reflected on how we could discover God's plan for living a more abundant life and having healthier, holier relationships by prayerfully reflecting on God's design of creation, especially our bodies, and how God works with us through salvation history.
As we talk about emotions today, I think we all have a tendency, at least at times, to think of our emotions as purely psychological or spiritual. But in fact, they begin as bodily responses to our environment. The theology of the body reminds us that God created our body both to work for our good and the good of others. Just like the other parts of our body, God created feelings to work for our good and to help us respond to the things that happen to us in godly and effective ways. Of course, because of the fall, our bodies, including our feelings, don't always work the way they were created to. We can only learn to respond to our feelings the way God wants us to if we prayerfully bring our emotional reactions to Him and ask Him to teach us how to use them. It can also be helpful to understand how our emotions and feelings are different from each other and what God designed them to do.
Brain scientists use the word emotion to represent the way our brains interpret the different ways molecules swirl around in our bodies. So the things that happen to us in our environment actually stir up the molecules in our bodies like we might stir up sugar in a glass. And the different swirling patterns, those different molecular patterns, represent different emotions, ways that our body is responding to environment. So our lower brain interprets those molecular patterns, emotions, to say, this seems good, or this seems bad, or this seems like a threat. Feelings, on the other hand, are different from emotions. They're more complicated, right? It's what feelings are what happen when our cortex, that is our higher brain, reads all those patterns of swirling molecules and then creates a story about what those patterns mean and how we should respond to them. That's where things tend to get complicated, right? Because of sin, we often do a poor job evaluating those emotional impressions or understanding what they mean, much less developing responses to those impressions. You know, when we bring our emotions, the stories they tell us, and the responses we want to make to them to God first, He can teach us how to let our feelings serve our physical, emotional, relational, and spiritual well-being and help us work for the ultimate good of the people around us, too. Developing a healthy relationship with our feelings begins when we bring whatever we're feeling to God and say, Lord, help me understand what you're trying to tell me through this feeling, and teach me to respond to it in a way that will glorify you, help me be my best self, and work for the good of the people around me. And I just want to add as kind of a qualifier there, I think we feel uncomfortable bringing undesirable feelings to God. The resentment that I feel, the frustration, the guilt, all those things that maybe make me feel bad that I feel those things. We don't want to bring them to God. But God is speaking through those things too. You know, so for example, when we do shows on this, we talk about resentment. You know, God is speaking to us through that resentment, saying, it's time to get some help. You're doing too much on your own. You know, through that sadness, God is saying, there's something that's missing in your life that you're grieving. Let me help you find ways to meet that need. You know, when we're angry, God is saying through that anger, there's an injustice that you're experiencing. Come to me and let me help you learn how to respond to that injustice. So we can't just write these feelings off and say, well, I don't want to bring those things to God because he can't be possibly talking to me through those bad feelings. That's not true at all. You know, God wants us to bring all of our feelings to him. 877-573-7825. Again, that's 877-573-7825. Let's take our concerns to the Lord, and then we'll start taking your calls. In the name of the Father,
the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Lord Jesus Christ, we come into your presence and we bring to you all of our feelings, especially those feelings that we feel bad for feeling or make us feel bad about ourselves or the situation that we're in. We ask you, Lord, to help us to know how to respond to those emotions of anger, of sadness, of guilt, of frustration, of fear, of anxiety, and all the rest. Help us to respond to those feelings in ways that enable us to hear your voice speaking to us through them, that enable us to respond to those situations provoking those feelings in a manner that glorifies you and enables us to be our best selves, and in a manner that brings out the best in others, so that we can learn not to fear our emotions, repress our emotions, or be carried away by our emotions, but to place those emotions under your headship so that we can have the relationship you desired for us to have with our feelings when you created them. We ask all of this through the intercession of the Blessed Virgin Mary, and in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Pope St. John Paul the Great,
pray for us.
Well, today on More to Life, we're talking about feelings on our show titled The Feels Are Real. Are emotions overwhelming you? We want to help you cultivate a healthier emotional life and also help you support the people around you who are struggling with their feelings. Maybe you have a small child who's dealing with tantrums, or maybe, you know, a slightly older kid who's having a hard time with their feelings. Maybe your spouse is wrestling with strong feelings and you're not quite sure how to deal with them when they lash out at you or get lost inside themselves. Or someone else that you care about is wrestling with their emotions and you're not sure how to support them. We are here for you at 877-573-7825. Again, that's 877-573-7825.
We're taking a question here, Greg, from Dina, who's listening to EWTN Radio in Pennsylvania. She said, my daughter, who is 27, is so anxious about the state of the country and the news that she seems to be revving all the time. She talks about how everything from the new administration to the weather to the fires that have been happening that are all driving her crazy and saying that she's afraid the world is coming to an end. She has no peace or joy anymore. And additionally, she's getting mad at her dad and I because she thinks we must have voted for the new president and won't even listen to us or discuss anything anymore. I really don't know how to help her, and I don't know how to help our relationship. Any advice you can give me would be appreciated. And that's Dina.
Dina, thank you for the question. And of course, we've been seeing a lot of this, and I'm sorry that that it's affecting your relationship with your daughter. So a couple of things, and I want to say up front that this is, you know, even though your daughter is kind of framing this about a lot of political stuff, it's really not about politics at all. Because we see this from people on the left and the right. We have a tendency, when we feel like we're out of control in personal areas of our life, to not deal with those more personal things, but rather project out into the big stuff. You know, that, and so it's safer for me to talk about what's going on, quote-unquote, in the world, than it is for me to talk about what's in my heart. And when you see somebody who is, you know, sometimes upsetting things are upsetting, right? You see a news story, it's natural to react to it. But when it consumes a person, what that's really masking is the fact that they feel out of control in their own life for some reason. And so you want to be sensitive to that, right? And when she starts talking about politics and getting all spun out of control, it's important not to address the superficial level of all that, but rather to empathize with her and say, you know, I can see how upset you are. I can see how frustrating this all is for you. I'm so sorry, but I can't help but wonder if this, in some part, isn't a way of kind of saying that you're feeling a little out of control in your own life. You're feeling like there are a lot of things that you can't get on top of, or that you're having a hard time feeling in control of or feeling safe about. And I wonder if there's some way I could be a support to you in those things. You know, even if we don't see eye to eye on the political stuff, I want to be here for you, and I want to help you feel more in charge of your own life. What's going on there? How can I be there for you? And try to, you know, reflect that fact that it is more personal. Now, she might get defensive about that. She might push you away. But at the very least, you're ministering to the actual wound instead of getting caught up in the superficial drama that would allow her just to push you away. So that's what I want you to focus on in your conversations with her. You know, just the fact that, you know, to not get drawn into the political debates, to not get drawn into the superficial drama, but really to be that, you know, that wise parent who is helping her see that there is more going on under the surface, and that you'd like her to look at that, and you'd like to help her deal with that as well. Thank you so much for the question, Dina. If there's more we can do for you, don't hesitate to reach out to us. We talk about this more, by the way, in my book, Unworried, A Life Without Anxiety, where we talk about how our thoughts trigger our feelings and how we need to have a healthier relationship with those thoughts and how to get a healthier relationship with those thoughts. If you'd like more ideas for helping your daughter deal with her reactions, I'd really encourage you to check that book out and specifically look at the section on what I call consolations and desolations. Thank you again, Dina.
I'm so glad that you address that, Craig, because first of all, the only thing we can deal with, make better, and be effective in is the stuff in our life. Like, certainly we can charitably give to those who have been dealing with the kind of, you know, horrendous things that have happened in the fires and the floods. We can use our vote effectively or connect with our party to change whatever we believe needs to be changed in the future. But that's always so distant and leaves us feeling less than our best and certainly less effective. But when we say, why is this shaking me so much? What is off in my own life? But B, even doing when we're feeling overwhelmed, I know how much if I wake up with a sense of dread or just not feeling right in the morning, if I can do some tasks that make me realize, hey, I did this. I was effective in this. I can change my environment. I can connect with you or our kids in some way. It begins to allow the Holy Spirit in, and the Holy Spirit can start moving in our own lives, but also the Holy Spirit can start altering those feelings and those inner messages, those desolations that you just mentioned, and help us to cope better and be stronger and live in His grace more.
Amen. So we are taking your calls about your feelings and, of course, the feelings of the people around you. We want to help you have a healthier relationship with your own emotions and help you do a better job of supporting the people you care about deal with theirs. Today's show is titled, The Feels Are Real. Are you tired of your feelings running away with you? Maybe you're having a hard time managing anxiety, fear, anger, sadness, frustration, resentment, guilt, you name it. And those feelings are really undermining your peace. Alternatively, maybe you'd like to help someone you care about, your child, you know, the little one who's having tantrums, the school-age kid who's sad and frustrated about social situations at school, the teenager who's sullen and angry all the time, or your spouse or a friend or family member. We want to help you discover grace-filled ways to make emotions work for you. 877-573-7825. When we come back, in addition to taking your calls, we'll be joined by Rachel Watkins. She is the developer of the Little Flowers Girls Club, and she's a mom of 11. And, of course, in a big family, feelings are always in perfect order, right? Mm-hmm. We're going to talk with Rachel a little bit about what to do in those situations where feelings are kind of taking control of the family. So stick around for that and a whole lot more when More to Life continues right after the break.
Underwritten in part by the following nonprofit.
Are you paying high prices with a traditional health insurance company that pays for things that violate your conscience? There's an alternative available. Solidarity HealthShare is a community of faithful individuals and families that never share into immoral medical services, all while saving you money with prices starting as low as $85 per month for singles and $512 for families. Never fund another abortion with your healthcare dollars. Call 844-313-4999 to learn more.
Do you own popular index mutual funds or ETFs? If so, you're automatically owned shares of companies that conflict with your moral beliefs. Ave Maria Mutual Funds are managed to conform to pro-life and pro-family values. Long-term investors can invest in the no-load Ave Maria Mutual Funds. The experienced professional portfolio managers make decisions based on investment fundamentals and pro-life values. You can learn more about Ave Maria Mutual Funds today at 866-AVE-MARIA or visit AveMariaFunds.com.
Maybe you've been hearing a lot about the need to make a spiritual communion while participating from home in a live-streamed or broadcast Mass. There's more to it than reciting the act of spiritual communion. We should begin by having sincere repentance for our sins and affirming our belief that Christ's death redeemed us. Next, we call to mind the spiritual gifts found in Christ's sacrifice and thank God earnestly for them. Now we are disposed to pray the traditional prayer of spiritual communion. Jesus, I embrace you and unite myself wholly to you.
This program is brought to you by the following nonprofit underwriter.
Are you longing to hear God's voice? Lord, Teach Me to Pray, the free Ignatian prayer series will open your heart to His voice, to the peace you are seeking, and the only love that fulfills the human heart, Jesus. God is calling you to true joy, knowing Jesus personally. Lord, Teach Me to Pray is free. Go to LordTeachMeToPray.com, click on the red box, order the Lord, Teach Me to Pray series now. Go to LordTeachMeToPray.com.
Thank you for joining us today on More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Lisa Popchak.
I'm Dr. Greg Popchak, and today on More to Life, the feels are real. We're talking about how to have a healthier, more grace-filled relationship with our feelings and help the people we love do the same. 877-573-7825. Joining us right now, Rachel Watkins. She is the developer of the Little Flowers Girls Club and mom of 11. Hey, Rachel, welcome to More to Life.
Thanks, Greg. Thank you, Lisa.
So with a family, you know, a household with 13 people in it, I'm sure everyone's feelings are always in check and everything is perfectly peaceful, right?
Oh, it's just wonderful. It's paradise. No, of course not. And the thing about a family with more than anyone, you know, by yourself even, our emotions change from moment to moment. The email comes in, the phone call comes in, we see something on the news, and all of a sudden,
yes,
the peace we thought we had just slips away in just a snap of fingers. And so what we want to do is try to remember that when the world is going crazy, when everything is uneven, when the storm is drowning us in our boat, Jesus is there. Remember the apostles on the boat with Jesus. The storm is raging. Jesus is there. And finally they remember. Finally it dawns on them. And they cry out loud, Lord, save us. And that's what we need to do. We need to, you know, pull down our inhibitions and say out loud in front of our children who are fighting, in front of our spouse who is angry that he lost his ID badge, like my husband last night, Lord, save us. That can really bring down the temperature and right the boat a little bit, as, you know, the kids are, wow, mom's talking about Jesus. Or in Matthew's age, goes, you're right, Rachel, let's just pray about where my ID badge might be. And he did find it. So yeah, let's remember to call out from our heart, Lord, save us in this moment. It can bring some peace back to our heart. It can remind us, the people we're with, the strangers next to us, maybe on the train, to say, God's in charge. I'm not doing this on my own. I'm not pulling myself up by bootstraps. But I have someone in my corner all the time to help right my ship and calm the storm.
You know, there's so much that I love about this. Of course, there's the, hey, do this aloud, especially when you're with your family, because we all need that reminder. And certainly as we're raising children, they need to see that they can reach out all the time to Jesus. He is always there. He is always there to intercede for us, you know, be with us, to work in our lives, to calm our hearts, to align all the thoughts in our minds, he is there. We get so caught up in, I got to fix this. This is never going to be okay. Satan gets in there and lies to us. And as soon as we invite God in, things can begin to shift. And when you do it out loud like that, you're bringing God into the moment, but you're also teaching your children a lifetime of how to spontaneously bring God into a situation and count on him. But I think the idea of, yeah, you know, like, there is never going to be a time where we're not getting something that's going to try to rock our boat. And we need to realize that Jesus is always in that boat. And the disciples were terrified in that storm, really terrified. But Jesus was not. And we need to remember that he is always as present in that way, don't we?
Exactly. And the storms are coming. We know this. I think we sometimes go through, oh, everything's going to be fine, a harmony. But it doesn't. Sometimes it's within our own selves, but oftentimes it's outside trying to crowd our lives out. And remember that Jesus is there to return our joy to us. He said it. I'm here to make your joy be full. So let's not forget that Christ is traveling in the boat with us, and to remind ourselves, like you said, and out loud. That can be a real witness to those around us to say, you're not alone. And that can give them comfort. Your teenagers, like you said, the toddler having a tantrum going, we're here with you. We'll get to the other side of how you're feeling right now. Let's take a moment and breathe deep and say a little prayer.
And I think too often we think, well, we feel guilty for not feeling okay all by ourselves and not being able to fix it and shine ourselves up and then bring ourselves to God. But he wants to be brought in, just as any parent wants to be able to hug their child and make it better.
Rachel, thank you so much for joining us. It's always a pleasure to have you with us. If folks would like to learn more about the Little Flowers Girls Club, I really encourage you to go to beholdpublications.com. That's beholdpublications.com. And we are taking your calls right now at 877-573-7825 on our show titled The Feels Are Real. Are emotions overwhelming you? Want to help someone you care about deal with their feelings more effectively? 877-573-7825.
Catholic Connection with Teresa Tomeo.
On this show and on this network and in many of our other outlets that we have through Ave Maria Radio and EWTN, we're always going to keep you up to date on what's happening in terms of the culture and how toxic the culture is. Certainly, we talk about that every week so you can navigate the media landscape, so you can learn about the challenges and be well aware of them. That's one thing. We talk about religious liberty issues. We talk about the attacks, of course, on the pro-life causes. We need to be aware of all that, which is why we talk about it. So we give you the tools, we give you the information, the research that we come up with as writers, as producers, as presenters, as talk show hosts, on and on and on. But at the end of the day, what do we need to do when we know this? We should be speaking out even more loudly and on a regular basis.
Catholic Connections, Teresa Tomeo. Weekdays, 9 a.m. Eastern on EWTN Radio.
What is the great mystery of the Christian faith? It is, of course, the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Even though the resurrection is an historical fact professed by the apostles and signified by the empty tomb, no one knows the exact hour Jesus emerged from the tomb. There were no eyewitnesses to describe the actual moment, only the result, the live appearances of Jesus to his disciples. It is an event that transcends and surpasses history, the Catholic Catechism tells us. The three persons of the Trinity, using their individual characteristics, acted as one in bringing about the resurrection. God the Father raised up the Son. God the Holy Spirit gave life to Jesus' dead humanity and called it to the glorious state of lordship. The Son effects his own resurrection by virtue of his divine power. He predicted the Passion and declared that he had the power to lay down his life and take it up again. This is Peggy Stanton, and this has been the Order of Malta's Minute with the Catechism.
Hi, I'm Dr. Greg Popchak. Raising kids is hard. We all do our best, and we all fear that we failed in some way. Especially when our relationship with our adult kids isn't what we wish it was, it's easy to give in to self-recrimination. Blame, especially self-blame, accomplishes nothing except fostering the feeling that we're stuck and powerless. Rather than ruminating about past mistakes, put Put your energy in what needs to happen to make your relationship stronger today. Look for opportunities to create a stronger connection with your adult kids. Seek out ways to build trust. Take the initiative. Of course, you need to respect your adult children's boundaries, but let them know that you have no intention of giving up on them and that you're willing to have whatever relationship they're willing to build with you. Start from that point and build from there. Want more tips for strengthening your relationship with your adult kids? Check out our book, Having Meaningful and Sometimes Difficult Conversations with Your Adult Sons and Daughters, or visit CatholicCounselors.com.
Thank you for joining us today on More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Lisa Popchak.
I'm Dr. Greg Popchak. Today's show is titled The Feels Are Real, as we talk about how to have a healthier, more grace-filled relationship with our emotions, and how to help the people around us do the same. 877-573-7825.
We're talking now with Christine, who's listening to EWTN Radio in New York.
Hi, Christine. Welcome to More to Life.
Oh, hello. Yes, hi. I'm enjoying your talk show very much, and I have older teenagers that are unruly and dealing with a lot of anger. Dad's not in the house, and trying to keep everyone on track. And so especially my son is Joseph, 16, and he's just not willing to go to school anymore. So just dealing with a lot of like boundaries and responsibility and respect and feeling a lot of the emotions that you've been talking about. Thank you.
And is the separation or divorce recent? Like how recent is this pain?
It's been a year.
Okay.
So there's a lot going on here. Do you have a specific question? Because it started out sounding like you were going to ask about how to deal with your teen's emotions, but then at the end it sounded like you were asking about your own. So how can we help you specifically today?
I'm not sure how to deal with the husband and the kids with all their kind of blaming me for everything in their lives, you know?
Can you give me an example of what that looks like? Like, what do they blame you for?
They don't go to school because of me,
they don't go to school. I mean, that's a legal thing. Like, they still have truant. Like,
yeah.
Like, has there been a report filed or anything like that? Or like, what he's just staying home? Like, what's going on?
Yeah, well, he's 16 because I guess you can not go to school if you choose not to. You know, in New York State, so they kind of know that.
Mm-hmm. And what kind of help are you trying to get for the family then at this point? What are you doing?
I just have we have a family therapist coming in, and a lot of us have therapy, and we have our church, the Catholic Church,
mm-hmm.
getting help.
So you have a family therapist who's coming to the house?
Yeah.
And is your teenager working with that person as well? Or
No, he doesn't want to work with anybody or anything, you know. I do have a friend that's very... a good mentor for him. I'm trying to get him to be more involved with.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so just talking him through, you know, how to deal with somebody's feelings. I mean, this is a pretty serious situation, you know. And I'm glad that you're having the in-home therapy. I'm sorry that your son's not participating in it, but I think that the stronger you're able to get, the more you're going to be able to redirect these feelings. I think, you know, when we get upset about something, we always want to look for somebody to blame, and they're focusing on blaming you. It's important for you to not take that responsibility on, but rather do two things. One, empathize, and then redirect toward solutions. You know, when somebody's mad at us and they lash out at us, we have a tendency to either want to defend ourselves or try to convince the other person why they're not seeing things the right way. And maybe they're not seeing things the right way, but no one's going to be receptive to that at first. The most important thing to do initially is to empathize and say, listen, I see how upset you are. I'm so sorry that you're feeling like this. It's got to feel awful to feel like you are. But help me understand, what would you like to do about it? You know, give me one small thing you can do or you'd like to do. With your son, I know you're mad at me. I know you're mad at your situation. I know you're upset about a lot of things. But... you know, you're 16. and you know you're making some choices here as a quasi adult. I can't fix everything for you. What is something you want to do about that? How can I help you take charge of this situation? How can I help you take more responsibility for this? What are you going to do about it?
And he may just, you know, I guarantee the first things that are going to come out of his mouth are more blame and explosion and nasty things that he would like to do to you or to the whole world. But you have to say, yeah, I hear how much pain is behind that. What's one small thing you want to do today to work in a positive direction to help you feel better?
I want you to work with your in-home family therapist as well, though, about setting better boundaries and even consequences. Because, you know, I get the impression that you're used to being the whipping post for everybody, you know, whether it's your husband or your kids, and that you haven't learned to really set good boundaries with that. And that's a bigger question than we can handle on the air, unfortunately, because there's more to it than that. But I'm glad that you're connected with some professional resources there. But a lot of it really depends on how effective you are at setting boundaries with your son. Because when we as parents feel powerless, we end up making our kids feel terrified, right? Because if we're not strong enough to deal with their feelings when they can't deal with their feelings, then their whole world is in chaos because no one can control their emotions. No one can help them. And one of the reasons he's probably blaming you is because he feels like you haven't been strong enough to help him deal with his big feelings.
And we get that.
That might not be fair.
No, it might not be fair. You've gone through a lot. You may never have been given good skills. You've probably been degraded by this situation with your husband, and you don't feel like you have those skills. But you do have this family therapist now that you can say, I need the skills to cope with this better. I need good ways to set boundaries, because he's just throwing around the, I'm 16 and I don't have to, and wrecking his life and treating you badly. Work with that professional. Work with the professionals in your life for those things so that you can begin to show him that, yeah, even when things have blown apart, he can count on you to work toward being able to have a healthy, stable family life.
Last thing I'll say, Christine, I understand why you want to try to find a mentor for him, and that's fine if you do. I mean, 9.5 times out of 10, that idea doesn't work. Because what you're really saying underneath that is you're looking for somebody who can stand in your place with your son, which goes back to my point that I was making before. You know, unless you can be strong enough to help him manage his feelings, this isn't going to get any better. You know, because there isn't a mentor in the world who's going to be able to take your son under his wing enough to be able to help him the way you want that person to help him. That's what God put you in his life for. That's why it's really important to be working with this family therapist, for you to be able to develop the strength, the skills, and the ability to set the kind of boundaries you need to set to really help your son deal with this. Because right now, he's just flailing. He doesn't know how to handle his feelings. You don't know how to handle his feelings. He's alone. And that's why he's lashing out the way he is. So really focus with your therapist on how you can build up the backbone and the strength that you need to set the right boundaries.
And the skills that will be the right boundaries. Because often, I want to be very clear, Christine, often we, as parents especially, as wounded women, in a situation where we feel like the whole world has been pulled out from underneath our feet, the boundaries we attempt to set come purely from fear and emotion. We do things like, you know, take away phones and, you know, tell them they can't go out and all of these things, and a lot of screaming and yelling. Those aren't boundaries. Those are tantrums on our part that respond to the tantrums from their part. They're effective boundaries you can begin to learn how to set. But you need this professional or these professionals that are already in your life. You need to be holding their feet to the fire and saying, teach me this. This is what I need. Because once you start to do that, and everybody starts to feel a little bit safer and more respected, then you can really begin building the relationship back with your son that has been so shattered by what has gone on between you and your husband and the family.
Christine, thank you so much for the call. If there's more we can do for you, don't hesitate to reach out to us here on More to Life. And listeners, we're taking your calls at 877-573-7825 about feelings today on More to Life. Are you struggling with those big feelings of anger, frustration, guilt, fear, you name it? We want to help you have a healthier relationship with your emotions. Or if you are struggling to help someone you care about deal with theirs, whether that's a little kid dealing with tantrums or a big kid like your husband or wife dealing with tantrums, we want to help you help them manage their emotions more effectively too. 877-573-7825. Before we head to our break, I just wanted to encourage you in you know, all the parents out there especially, if you are looking for ways to observe Lent at home and encounter Christ more meaningfully during this Lenten season, we would love for you to become part of the Catholic Home Community. That's Catholic H-O-M. It's an app we created to be able to provide families with daily support, coaching, and resources, all the things you as Catholic parents need to create a more loving, connected, caring Catholic household on mission. That's what Catholic H-O-M stands for. And to raise the next generation of faithful kids, all the recommendations that we make on Catholic Home are rooted in research that we did through Georgetown University that looked at families who successfully raised all of their kids to a faithful adulthood. We want to help you do the same thing. Every day on More to Life, every day on Catholic Home, that's Catholic H-O-M, Lisa and I are providing coaching for parents just like you, and our whole team of pastoral counselors are there, plus tons of great resources like exclusive podcast content, downloadables like our Lenten Family Activity Pack, which is just a really comprehensive way of commemorating Lent at home with your kids. Simple, fun activities to really make this season meaningful. Subscribe to Catholic H-O-M today. Download the app. You can get 2 months free with an annual subscription of only $149, or you can go with the monthly option of $14.95 a month. But we'd love to see you there and help you create that beautiful, faithful, loving Catholic home. That's Catholic H-O-M. With that, we're heading on to our break. It's time for our scripture of the day, which comes to us from 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 5.
We take every thought captive and make it obedient to Christ.
I love this verse because it reminds us of exactly what we're talking about today. Remember in the reflection that we did on the theology of the body at the beginning of the show, that feelings come online when our brain interprets the experiences that we're going through and tells us a story about those experiences. And it's that story that actually caused feelings. And sometimes the stories we tell ourselves are not true or are not helpful. What God wants us to do, and what St. Paul reminds us here in 2 Corinthians 10:5, is that we need to take those stories, those thoughts, to God and ask him to help us to see the situation as he does, so that we can respond to those challenges we face in ways that glorify him, help us be our best selves, and invite the people around us to be their best selves too. When we hold our thoughts captive in obedience to Christ, that's what St. Paul's talking about. Because that's the key to a healthier, more grace-filled emotional life. Well, let us help you create that healthier emotional life today on More to Life. Our show is titled The Feels Are Real. Are you tired of your feelings running away with you? Whether you're having a hard time managing anxiety, anger, fear, sadness, frustration, resentment, guilt, or other emotions that are undermining your peace. Or maybe you'd like to help someone you care about, whether that's your child, your spouse, a friend, or a family member, manage their emotional reactions more effectively. We want to help you discover grace-filled ways to make emotions work for you. Today on More to Life, 877-573-7825. More to Life will continue with your calls after this break.
Underwritten in part by the following nonprofit.
Are you paying high prices with a traditional health insurance company that pays for things that violate your conscience? There's an alternative available. Solidarity HealthShare is a community of faithful individuals and families that never share into immoral medical services, all while saving you money with prices starting as low as $85 per month for singles and $512 for families. Never fund another abortion with your healthcare dollars. Call 844-313-4999 to learn more.
Hello, Steve Ray here. We're going to Normandy, France in November to celebrate the 80th anniversary of D-Day.
will also be in Paris for the opening of the resurrected Notre Dame Cathedral. Join us on a pilgrimage of discovery through the saints and shrines of France. Catherine Laborier and the Miraculous Medal, St. Therese of Lisieux, the Incorrupt Body of Vincent de Paul, a dinner cruise through Paris on the Seine River, and so much more.
Find the Ave Maria Radio travel tab at avemariaradio.net.
He was a doctor of the church and one of the most famous saints of all time.
Matthew Bunsen and the Doctors of the Church.
St. Augustine is honored for his immense contributions to theology, but he balanced his genius with humility. Once declared, it was pride that changed angels into devils. It is humility that makes men as angels. He died in 461.
For more about the Doctors of the Church, visit doctorsofthechurch.com.
When your children consider going to college, where are you going to find a place that will prepare them for the future and build on the foundation that you've laid? The answer? Ave Maria University. With an authentically Catholic curriculum, including 35 majors, AMU prepares students to take on the world.
I've seen the difference in my son since he's been at Ave Maria. He's happy, he's excited about what he's going to do with his degree, and he's living his faith.
Learn more at avemaria.edu. That's avemaria.edu.
Want more tips for living a more joyful, abundant life through the gift of the theology of the body?
Well, and follow us on Facebook at More to Life with Dr. Greg and Lisa, and on Twitter and Instagram at Catholic Counselors. We'll see you there.
Thank you for joining us today on More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Lisa Popchak.
I'm Dr. Greg Popchak, and today's show is titled, The Feels Are Real. We're talking about feelings, and our struggle to have a healthy relationship with our emotions. You know, whether you are struggling because your feelings of anxiety, anger, sadness, fear, frustration, resentment, guilt, or you name it, are running away with you and undermining your peace, or you're having a hard time knowing how to support someone you care about in dealing with their big feelings, whether we're talking about a little kid who's tantruming or a teenager tantruming, or your spouse or family member or friend who's really struggling with their emotions, we want to help you have a healthier, more grace-filled relationship with feelings. 877-573-7825.
Greg, we have a question from Linda, who's listening to EWTN Radio in Texas on Guadalupe Radio. She said she's dealing with a husband of 22 years that unleashes his frustrations in a, quote, very volatile way in front of her and the kids, who are now 18 and 21, and he hasn't always been like this.
Linda, thank you so much for the question, and that's really hard when your spouse is losing it that way, and it feels unsafe. I do want to say up front, because I don't have you here to ask this question, but if you do feel physically unsafe, or you feel that the children are physically unsafe, please make sure to contact the authorities to take appropriate steps to make sure that you guys stay safe. It's never appropriate to resort to physical displays of anger or even to threaten a person who is. So if you are feeling unsafe in any way, please do make sure that you contact the police and perhaps get a restraining order. Barring that, though, if we're just talking about, he's losing control of his feelings and venting them in unhealthy ways, it's important to kind of have the rule that I want to be compassionate with the person who's in front of me, but I have a right to stand up for what is right and to insist on respectful behavior. So what you want to do here is adopt a kind of a broken record approach with your husband, where you lead with empathy, but then set a limit and redirect towards solutions. It's a little bit like we were talking about with our caller from New York, who was struggling with her teenage son. But the thing is, when somebody's mad at us, especially if we've done something maybe we think to provoke them, we feel like we deserve their wrath. But it's important to hold on to the idea that respect has to be the price of admission for any conversation. Even if I have done something wrong, let's say I've upset Lisa in some way or frustrated her, she still has an obligation to come to me with her frustration in respect, right? And so there's nothing that I or she or anybody else could ever do that warrants being treated disrespectfully. So it's okay for you to say to your husband, honey, I love you. I see how hurt and angry you are. I see how frustrated you are about this. I am so sorry. You know, my heart's really breaking for you right now. It's got to feel awful to feel how you feel right now. And I want to talk about this with you. I'm absolutely willing to discuss this problem with you and figure it out together, as long as you can approach us in a more respectful way. So do you think that you could do that now? Do you need to take some time to yourself to get it under control? Or what do we need to do here? Because we can't have the conversation like this.
And I want you to not just hear the words that Greg is saying, but the tone and the level of calm. Because so often we resort to one of two responses when we hear that somebody should be treating us with respect. We either grovel because they're frightening us, they're intimidating us, and we're saying, please treat me with respect, please don't speak to me that way, please calm down. And we're giving them even more fuel for the fire. Because just as in the case with Christine from New York, the person who's acting this way is hoping somebody is going to come along and make them accountable and make them feel safer by making them accountable and be the voice of reason, basically, in the situation. So we either grovel, and that adds fuel to the fire, or we go off ourselves and we start saying, don't you dare use that tone of voice with me. You better speak to me better. And there's storming off involved and all sorts of things. So not only are these words of, I love you, I understand what you're that you must be really going through a lot right now, I need you to speak to me in a way that we can solve this together. Those words are important, but you keeping a tether on your own emotions so that you can say that in a way that respects you and mirrors, shows him how you're respecting yourself, how you're respecting him, and how you expect him to be treating you as well.
So I just want to break that response down. There are three parts to it, right? There's the empathy part, where you start by saying, I'm so sorry you're feeling this way. It breaks my heart that you're this upset. I understand how frustrated you are, and it must feel terrible to be dealing with this right now. That's followed by an invitation. I would be willing, absolutely willing, to have this conversation with you. I want to talk this out. I want to find some solutions with you. And then that's followed by a limit. But I can't do it like this. You know, I'm willing to have this conversation if you could take it down a few notches, if you could kind of speak to us more respectfully. If you can't do that, you know, that right now, that's okay. You want to take some time to yourself, do whatever you need to do. And when you can get yourself to a place where you can approach us a little more respectfully, I'm absolutely willing to have this conversation with you. Now, at that point, he might lose it further. He might say, well, Linda, who the heck do you think you are? I can't believe the blah, blah, blah. And what about you? You're the one who this and that and the other thing. And you're the one who's not being respectful. And how dare you? You just repeat the same thing, the same three steps. Empathy, invitation, limit. I understand you feel that way. I'm so sorry you're not feeling heard right now. I'm sorry you're feeling that I'm closed off to you. That's not the case. But I can certainly understand how frustrating that would be for you. Invitation. I am absolutely willing to have this conversation, but limit. I can't do it like this. So do you think that you could take it down a few notches and approach us a little more respectfully now? Or do you need to take some time to yourself or something else? Because as soon as you're willing to do that, I am happy to have this discussion with you, but not a minute sooner. So, Linda, in the process of doing that, what's going to happen is either he's going to see that you are opening a healthy door for him to express his feelings through and walk through that door, or he'll continue tantruming, you know, on the front lawn, so to speak. If that happens, if it's the second thing, that's when it's time to seek some professional help. If he won't go, then you getting the professional help that you need to set better boundaries with him. Because it's about both, it's not just about setting the boundaries, it's about also building the rapport that lets him know that you're on his side, even though you're not going to allow him to vent his spleen the way he is. And so working with a good professional to help you sort that out can be really important. So, Linda, I thank you so much for the call and for the question. If there's more we can do to support you, don't hesitate to reach out to us. If your husband is willing to work with you, I'd really encourage you to pick up a copy of my book, How to Heal Your Marriage and Nurture Lasting Love. Especially take a look at the chapters on the misery-making mindset and also on effective conflict management. That book looks at 8 habits that healthy couples have that are based in research. And it talks, and it really walks you through how any couple can learn to have those 8 habits to have a truly remarkable and grace-filled marriage. That's How to Heal Your Marriage and Nurture Lasting Love. If you need more personalized attention, whether your husband is willing to join you or not, I invite you to reach out to us at CatholicCounselors.com, where you can work with a faithful, professional Catholic counselor to help you find faith-filled ways to respond to these challenges that you're facing. And that goes for all of you listeners. If you would like to have a healthier relationship with your emotions, reach out to us at CatholicCounselors.com. Let us help you find grace-filled ways to not be carried away by your feelings or have to feel like you have to repress your feelings, but rather have the healthy relationship that allows you to hear God's voice speaking to you through your feelings and then respond to that voice in ways that glorify God, work for your good, and work for the good of those around you. If you'd like to learn more, visit us at CatholicCounselors.com and then get out there and celebrate the life God has for you, because with His grace, there is so much more to life.
More to Life is a co-production of CatholicCounselors.com, Ave Maria Radio, and EWTN Radio, and is carried across the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. For copies and downloads of this program, and for more information, visit AveMariaRadio.net.